It's Trevor Lovin, Senior Ceremonies Registrar at Brighton Register Office. It'll be the first ever wedding in the music room and the first late night wedding that Brighton and Hove City Council Register Office has performed. Every wedding we do is significant, but this particularly because of the change in the law and the fact that same-sex couples are now going to be allowed to actually be legally married. And it's a great step forward for the country and for the city as well. We couldn't have anywhere better than the former Royal Palace. This is the most magnificent building in Brighton and Hove. I can't imagine anybody getting married in a lovelier room than this. And I love the pavilion myself. The honour of being able to perform a ceremony in this room is quite huge as far as I'm concerned.
My name is Andrew Whale.
My name is Neil Allard.
It means all sorts of things. I mean, on a personal level, of course, it's something that we've been thinking about for a while. I don't think it's so much about the commitment. We made the commitment to each other a long time ago, but it's wonderful to be able to celebrate that with our friends and family. But also, I think it's a very important thing for us generally as gay men, because it's a huge step forward. It's quite unexpected, come quite quickly and unexpectedly. We're very happy about that. We're very happy to be involved in something which is basically kind of a historical moment, you know, a very important moment.
And Neil, in terms of the location, what does it mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's just an amazing building and part of history, and we're making history, so, and it's just beautiful, you know, surroundings are amazing. It's just so very exciting, you know, it's beautiful.
If you wanted to put the word opulence into a dictionary, you just take a photograph of this room, stick it on the page, and that answers your question. It is the most dramatic and over-the-top room you could possibly imagine. It's huge. There isn't an inch of it that isn't gilded to within an inch of its life. Elsewhere it might look gaudy. Here it just fits perfectly. Brighton, you know, celebrates the fact that it is per capita the gayest city in the world, and it's only appropriate that when finally same-sex couples get the same legal rights as heterosexual couples, that we should be at the forefront of celebrating that change.